All right, who the hell are you and why are you here?
My name is Aaron Stinner. We're from Stinner Frameworks, and we're here for the AMA show.
Cool. You're SoCal, is that it?
Yeah, Santa Barbara, California, so about an hour north of L.A.
So I'm up in NorCal,
okay. And
I've been noticing a lot more of your bikes lately.
Very cool.
Partly, I take note because the paint jobs are always awesome, and they're really sensible bikes. They're really bikes for people that ride bikes type of bikes.
Yeah, absolutely. I've, function over form most of the time. Like, I want the bike to, I've grown up working in shops, always wrenched on my own stuff, and I like stuff that's straightforward and simple, but it's got to fit, it's got to ride right. And then the paint's kind of where we've opened up the doors to be creative and do cool stuff and have fun with it. Instead of, getting too crazy with tube shapes and curves and, all this other stuff, keep the bike simple, but, add a lot of creativity in the paint.
So you do your, is it wet paint or are you doing powder? What are you doing?
It's all wet paint for the most part. We've messed around with a little bit of powder coating, but we wet paint everything in-house.
And it's all in your house?
Yeah, all in-house. Yeah. So.
Cool. Is there a specific guy who does your painting, or is it you or a lot of people?
James Belrews, our lead painter, so he designs everything, does most of the design work, and paints everything. So.
Do they do it in computer and in like Illustrator to kind of get it down, or a lot of vinyl cut, and what do they do?
We do a lot of digital mock-up stuff, so for customers, we do a lot of digital mock-ups, try to get it as close as possible to like the real thing, and then we'll usually work backwards from that design, and a lot of it's masking with vinyl. We do some freehand stuff, but a majority of it's masked with vinyl.
Are you sick of talking about paint, or do you want to talk about other things?
We can talk about whatever you want, man. Whatever you want.
I figure people talk to you about paint all the time because it's gorgeous.
We do talk about paint a lot, and I think what's important too is paint's 50% of what you're buying. The frame's important. We all get nerd out on TIG welding and craftsmanship and all that fun stuff, but it's at the end of the day what you're going to see is a lot of the paint.
If you're going to point out something that I'd appreciate in your booth, which bike's it gonna be? What could you talk about?
This one's a pretty fun one.
It looks like a hybrid.
Yeah, it's essentially we've been selling a lot of Monster Cross, what we call Monster Cross bikes.
I've been calling it hybrid.
Hybrid, yeah, it's great. It's perfect. So it's basically a 90s, mountain bike. So we've been doing a lot of 27.5 by 2.25 type builds, kind of working around that tire size.
Is that something you're running down in Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Santa Barbara, yeah.
That's like what guys are riding there?
So Santa Barbara's funny. Like, in the backcountry, we have a lot more stuff where you can kind of get out and ride distances. On the front side of Santa Barbara, it's ocean and mountains, so a lot of it's, most of it's mountain biking. Like, the front country stuff is much more mountain bike focused.
So this bike, you're expecting someone's going to go down some real single track on it?
Yeah, that's the goal. So essentially, we were trying to figure out what would be like a SoCal version of, like, if we were designing like the perfect Monster Cross bike for us, it'd be more or less taking our Monster Cross and our mountain bike and kind of putting them together. So that's what we did here, created a shorter wheelbase, at least on the rear end of it, mostly slackened everything out on the front end. Kind of tried to create this like basically an aggressive hybrid.
And you really shoehorned that dropper in there.
Yeah.
That's a new dropper from KS?
That's the new dropper. So it's there like 50, I think it has 50 mils of drop. And then we MacGyvered the lever to work with the Dura-Ace.
Sure.
Lever.
Oh, with Dura-Ace. Okay.
Yeah, so all actuated in the lever.
So my hybrid has 170 millimeters of drop.
Ooh, you got a nice hybrid.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's a crazy beast.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. So, yeah, this one's got the 50 mils of drop, but it's...
Okay, that's a cool post.
Yeah.
And what, really does cool. The top come off?
Yeah, so you cut it to length. So it pops off
and
you trim it and cut to length.
That's rad. You cut it to length off top.
Because,
And then it's like it's intended to be buried in the frame.
Buried all the way down.
So it looks cool.
Yeah. So, exactly.
What else is nice here? You're doing seat tubes similar to my bikes?
Yeah, slight bend in the seat tube. Mostly just get that rear wheel in a little bit closer. So, like, on this one, basically just trying to create a shorter wheelbase. I can't remember, and I should know exactly what the chainstay length is, but it's pretty short.
It's all right. I believe you.
Yeah, it's short. It's
tucked. From a geometry point of view, you mentioned a couple things earlier.
Yep.
Let's go into depth about the geometry, because hybrids are weird.
Yep. Oh,
and it's like...
Special beast.
It's a special beast. It's like, what are you trying to do? What's it got to do? Why are you doing it? So you're making some geometry choices.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So on this one in particular, and it's a little bit of an experiment for us, this build in particular is for one of our employees. So we slagging out the head tube quite a bit.
What kind of angle are you doing, like 67?
I think on this one's like 69 or 70.
That's not slack. That's a road bike.
Well, I mean, for a tire like that, I mean, okay, so yeah, there's guys going 68, 67 and getting really weird. As you know, that changes how the bike handles quite a bit.
Sure, it feels a little floppier and everything on the road.
Yeah, on the road, exactly.
But in the dirt, you really start living.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have, you know, our mountain bikes are really slacked out. I think we're running like a 66 degree head tube angle on our mountain bikes. And, you know, if you're really going to rip down some single track in Santa Barbara, you need a mountain bike. It's really rocky. It's really technical. So on something like this, the goal was more kind of better groomed fire road, kind of like not too aggressive as far as rocks go. So something that you can still...
Sure, I guess I'm coming at it from a Marin perspective where
I'm
going to be moving a lot faster.
A lot faster.
Versus you're just going to survive that experience on this.
Yep.
Versus... And then so you're going to put most of your energies to having it work better everywhere else.
Yeah, you got to pick a line. I mean, sure. With us, it's picking through rocks. It's finding lines. And... So we kind of really wanted to kind of like my idea was try to get something that's a little bit closer to like what XC geometry kind of used to be, you know, still slightly slacked out, but nothing where it's getting like too slacked out.
Sure.
And again, this is a bit of an experiment for us. So it's trying to find that, again, hybrid, that middle ground between what we already have with our Monster Cross and then like what a, you know, basically a hardtail mountain bike is.
It's a brutal spectrum because, and like it's kind of this weird moving target because, you know, he's going to throw flat bars on this next week.
Yep.
And like,
exactly.
Then he's going to go, wait, I get it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's been really fun about all of it though, is it's like really trying to think outside of the box and like try different stuff. And like,
I mean, it's really great. I mean, as a builder myself and kind of trying different stuff, you know, the we're getting good tire choices that fall in between. We're getting brakes and wheels and rims that work great.
Yep.
And we're starting to get some decent forks.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking to Mark at Paragon. I mean, the beauty, I think, everybody like gets worried with all this new stuff coming out all the time. And to me, it's just more options, right?
So that's how I view it, too. Yeah. I'm like, why do you keep talking about standards? I'm looking at options.
Yeah, I just want options. I want to do different stuff. And like, as long as we know, I mean, we know what we're good at. We know what wheelhouse we can work in. And like, we offer that to our customer. And it's like, hey, we can go any direction here. Let's talk about the type of riding that you're doing. Let's talk about what you need from us. And we can usually make that happen now.
Especially in this market, when you're doing a custom fancy build for somebody, you know, if they know what they want, you know, why worry about, you're not worried about a standard or what's the latest, greatest. You want to like go, this is the right choice for your bike the way you want it. That's the right choice.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what else is cool? Like, what are you kind of getting excited for maybe after this bike or after the show? What are you going to try different next?
You know, again, this one's new for us. We're working on some more, developing our hardtail a little bit more. We do a lot of road and a lot of gravel. I think we've spent a lot of time in that area. And there's only so much that we feel like we can kind of improve upon in that, for right now, that we can improve upon. So focusing on our hardtails, trying to, like, make things a little bit easier for us from but adding detail at the same time. So we're going to work on that. We did just do a thing with Mavic with the speed release stuff that came out.
I haven't seen that yet.
We have a bike over there.
I'll take a look at it later.
Yeah. So anyway,
What kind of hardtail? Sort of like XC racer guy type of thing?
No, I mean, aggressive hardtail stuff, you know, so pretty slacked out. You know, we're doing the same kind of tuck thing as trying to get those shorter wheelbases. What we've really been experimenting with, and we find our customers really like, is the ability to swap out tire sizes and wheel sizes, kind of a two wheel set type bike. And we're just tweaking the geometry, trying to make things work better, listening to people as far as fork options, and just trying to make it a better experience for everybody. So.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot. I'm glad to see your bikes here.
Thanks, Peter.